I think it's very promising that the Prime Minister and other senior members of government have finally had the chance to visit Orange. This is something that I know in the past the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee has been barred from going there. And I think as elected representatives and the legitimate leaders of Zimbabwe, they should have every right to unfettered access to Morange. So that's positive.
There are press reports that are saying that there are civil society members, including members from your organization and Global Witness, who have not been allowed to go and visit Morange. What is this about?
It was actually Zimbabwean organizations, particularly Zela and CRD, that had written to the minister out of courtesy, mostly, to say that according to the Kinshasa agreement, that they would like to go and visit the Morange diamond fields as per the agreement. And so my understanding was that there was no asterisk in the Kinshasa agreement that they had to ask permission. I think it was a courtesy that they extended to the minister to say that they were going, and that was rejected. That is concerning, because I think that that would be another example of Minister Mpofu taking what he wants from agreements and ignoring aspects that he doesn't agree with.